Makkos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Al Pishnaim Edim Ashlosha Edim Yumas Ames. Through two witnesses or three, those are the amount of witnesses to kill. In Miskayemus Edis Bishnaim, if a testimony is established with two witnesses, Lama Paradakasu Bishlosha, why does the Torah go out of its way to say three? El Lahakish Shlosha Lishnaim, to make a connection, to make a hekesh from three to two. Mash Shlosha Mizimin Esashnaim, just like three are good enough. Three witnesses are good enough to be mezim two. If two witnesses come and lie and three witnesses come afterwards and say about the two witnesses that they were with them at that day and that time and so on and so forth, we're mezim the two witnesses. Af hashnayim yezum asashlosha. So too, it's not a matter of numbers. Rather, even two witnesses that come afterwards can come and be mazim three. Uminayin afilu me'ah. How do you know the two witnesses that come afterwards can be mazim 100? Talmud lemar edim. Here the Torah says edim. It says the word edim twice in the same pasuk. It didn't have to say edim twice. The Torah says al pi shnayim edim o shlosha edim. It could have just said al pi shnayim o shlosha edim. It says edim twice to teach us even 100. Like the first one points out, it's mashma even more than that. Even if there's like many, many edim, they're no better than just two edim. There's no majority when it comes to Edom Zayimin, that the initial testimony has a majority over them. It doesn't matter. It's like one Edus of two Edom, and if two Edom Zayimin come in afterwards and amazim them, we listen to them. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ma Shnayim Einon Neharogin Achyu Shneim Zayimin. Just like two Edom are not killed until both of them were Edom Zayimin. This the Rab brings out from the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara says anytime it says Eid, it's always Shnayim, until the Torah goes out of its way to say it's one. And here the Torah says, "V'hine eid sheker ha'eid." So stam eid is two, and therefore we know that you need both of them to be zomim to kill them. Af shloisha einan haragin achu shloshten zomim. And the drasha of two and three, why the Torah said two and three eidim, ha'pishnai shnayim eidim o shlosha eidim. Why two and three? To teach us that they're only killed until all three are eidim zomim. Because I might think that the first two, that's all you really need anyway. So even if the third one is not made in Eid Zoymim, you should still kill the first two. The Torah therefore teaches us that they all have to become Eidim Zoymim, just like if there were two, they would have to become Eidim Zoymim. And how you distinguish, and the Rab points out that this all, when we say that all of them have to become Eidim Zoymim, all three, and I'm going to just continue the Mishnah now, Minayin afilu me'ah, how do we know even 100? Talmud lomar Eidim, the plural Eidim, even 100. So let's say 100 Eidim. All Edim have to become Edim Zayman in order to kill any of them. They all have to become Edim Zayman. The way that they become one Edis of 100 is when all these Edim give their Edis B'toich Kedei Dibor. They give it one right after the other. The amount of time one would say Shom Alecha Rebbe. But if Edis is not given right one after the other, a guy gives it a little bit later, that's a completely separate Edis, and it's not considered 100 Edim, it's just considered a separate Edis. And that would have totally different halachas. Then you would split it up, and you could make just two or three or whatever Edim Zayman, even if they're all not Edim Zayman, because they're not connected. It has to be with all Tokedei Dibor, but if it is Tokedei Dibor, and you're Mitztaref, even 100 of them, any of them are only killed if all of them are Eid Zayman. That's what Rabbi Shimon learns. Rabbi Kiva, who is his Rebbe, Taisyantiv brings there, it's not a problem that Rabbi Shimon, who is the Talmud, has brought in a Mishnah before Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva Omer Loiba Hashli Shel Hachmer Lav Lasas Dino Kiyotze Be'elu. Kiva says that the third aid, why is the Torah says two and three? What's the third aid? It's to be machmer on him and to give him the same din as the second aid. Because I might think, like the Rab points out, that I might say that without this third aidus, the first two was already an established aidus. That's an aidus miskayemes, and they made the guy a dead person with the gemar din of misa. So they're really not adding anything. So their edus, this third aid, wasn't really killing the nidun, whatever we call him, the poor guy that's being lied about that he's a murderer or whatever he did. Their edus is not what's killing him, because the first two edus is enough to kill him. Torah says, regardless, al pishnayim edim o shlosha edim, to teach us that they all get the same punishment. They all become edim zayman, even if they weren't necessarily needed, because the first two are already going to do the job. If the Torah is punishing a person that's really just tafel when he does an aveira, he wasn't really essential for the action that he was going to do. Nevertheless, he gets punished. Alachas kam v'kam yishalom sacha l'nitfa la'isei mitzvah ka'isei mitzvah. All the more so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives reward for a person that's tuffel, that's not technically necessary to do a mitzvah, any mitzvah. He gets the same reward as the people that were essential. So for example, I guess one could say, let's say by a minyan, the first 10 people are needed for v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. Anybody else that's after the first 10 wasn't essential to make the minyan. Nevertheless, I guess one would say that they would get the same reward, just like the Ovri Averu would get the reward. So all the more so we say by mitzvahs that you get the same reward, even if you're tuffel to a mitzvah.